In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, two members of the band Denizen, Dave Schaefer and Pete Vail. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. Which one is Dave?
This is Dave.
Dave, and then Pete is?
Pete is here. I am the saxophone player.
And Dave, you are?
Vocalist, guitarist.
So where are you guys from? Dave, where are you from?
So I'm actually just from Westchester here, Somers, New York. Born and raised. Currently live here with my wife. Pete is my cousin, actually.
Yeah, I'm from the suburbs of Philadelphia, but essentially Dave and I were living close to each other in Manhattan back in 2011 when we started the group.
You started doing covers, and what happened?
Yeah, well, I had been living in the city for a long time. I've just been sort of writing songs in my room on my acoustic, and Pete had been in a band in college. He moved nearby. Between the two of us, we got a band together, started doing some covers, and here we are. We stopped doing the cover game a little while ago. Now we're pretty much doing exclusively original music.
Even the Rolling Stones started that way, so you know, you never know.
Hey,
never
that's know. Right.
Where did the name Denizen come from? Who had the idea?
Oh, boy.
You want to take that one, Dave? Or I can. We went through about, 1,000 names and finally settled on the last name of a young lady who was a Denizen fan.
Well, her Facebook, as I recall, was a Facebook profile name she had. Her name is Bonnie Denizen. Shout out to her. we love the name Bonnie Pants Denizen. That was the name, and then it just got abbreviated.
Dave, are you the only two members of Denizen, or is there anybody else in the band?
Right now we're working as a trio with Rashid Galadanchi, who is really a great lead guitarist for us and does some background vocals, too.
Now you got a lot of downtime, obviously, and you're kind of far apart. You still hustling every day? You getting the word out about the band Denizen?
Trying to, yeah. I think for a number of years we've been just focused almost exclusively on our live show. The pandemic has given us a nice opportunity to sort of transition to build in a bit more of an online base, which is kind of what we're trying to do now, get some more online followers so that, when we come back live, we'll come back stronger.
Yeah. A lot of the artists I talk to, they're woodshedding, they're workshopping, they're, using this downtime to their advantage, writing more songs, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I know we both have a number of new tunes we're really excited to get back in and record at some point.
What have been some of the highlights for Denizen thus far?
For me personally, we just played some of the just really dream venues for me in New York City and up and down the East Coast. Some venues like Brooklyn Bowl has been great. We mm-hmm. played Bowery Ballroom. Now we headlined there. That was great. And we've gone to some different cities too. Got down to Philly, played the Fillmore down there. Up to Boston. I think the live shows for me have got to be definitely some highlights. And this album that we have coming out, I think it's a good new album. I'm excited for it.
Is this the album that you crowdfunded?
Yes, yeah. With the Kickstarter funds, we were able to sort of get a nicer studio. And I think it's safe to say this is definitely our best work to date. I think it sounds really good. I'm excited for people to hear it.
Well, essentially, we did a Kickstarter, right, and sort of had a ballpark figure that we wanted to raise. About half the funds were going to go strictly to the production of the album, and the other half would go to marketing. And then, I helped, actually, along with our keyboard player, we sort of drafted what sort of certain dollar amounts that you donated would get you, whether it was a signed CD from the band, a T-shirt. We had a number of different sort of items you could get as the
premiums,
prices went
up. I guess you would call them.
We've really found a lot of success with that.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from the band Denizen, Dave Schaefer and Pete Vail. Live indoor show is going to be a long time, guys, right?
Unfortunately. Looks like it. Who knows? We might have a few like live stream kind of things coming up. Partly we're so grateful for a radio slot here and But for the long haul, it'll probably be stuff more like this.
Now let's face it, getting a song online is one thing, but man, getting on the radio, isn't that everyone's dream?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So excited to be on 100.7.
Well, speaking of which, we're going to play your cool song called Virginia. Who wrote the song? What is it about as well?
Yeah, I wrote the song.
This is Dave now, right? Dave?
This is Dave, yeah. I took a trip down to Virginia with my wife. It was around the time, a very good friend of mine, actually an original drummer, was a very good friend of mine, childhood friend, also from Somers, and we'd kind of been living in the same area for a long time. He took a job down there, so that was on my mind. But somehow I thought, well, he'll be back. But then I took a trip down to Virginia, and I was like, oh wow, it's really pretty down here, and it looks just like the Hudson Valley down there, rolling hills, beautiful So it was part like an ode to the state itself and part just a kind of farewell gift to him.
What is the website where people can find out more about Denizen, Denizen?
We've got a website. It's essentially the name of the band, denizenband.com. And you can find most of our information there. But to Dave's point, if you could follow us on Instagram, that would be phenomenal, or Facebook if you don't have Instagram.
All right, good job, guys.
Or Spotify.
Dave Schaefer and Pete Vail from the band Denizen in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Gentlemen, well done. Good luck. Stay in touch. Go get them. Here's the song, Virginia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thrill. Really appreciate it.